And everything's my family, this is my family, and you know, blah, 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 you know. But they would give me the hardest and the darnest old hassle. And they would have me in the classroom, and I'm like this. Just like that. And see, and you can't learn in that type of an atmosphere, but I was determined as hell. I really was. And I don't know how I did it. Just to get through in spite of. And I didn't even know. When I went to pick up my cap and gowns and everything for graduation, I didn't even. I'm tired, I don't want to see it, nothing. But just to please mommy and daddy, you know, I went ahead and graduated. You know, marched down the yard. I said, all right, satisfied. Come to find out I graduated cum laude. I said, now that's going to be the icing on the cake for mom and daddy. Now I don't have to worry about mom and daddy no more, you know. So it was a trip, though. It really was. Yeah. And if I had to do it again, they couldn't pay me a million bucks. No way.
Well, when I graduated, I got my diploma, and after the ceremony, was just, you know, a lot of...
The formalities.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? And my mom came up, and I gave her the diploma, and I said, here, this is yours.
This is it. Because not realizing, I was doing it subconsciously for my parents, because they wanted so desperate all of their children to finish and get their degrees and all this blase this and blase that. I have a sister, she went to Dillon, major in Spanish. She went 3 years and she got sick. Mom and daddy pushing, you know, straight A's, okay, fine. She wound up with a nervous condition, so she said, school, the hell with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I have a brother, he's in Texas right now as a TV commentator. And
where at?
El Paso, Texas.
Oh, really? I've got an older sister in San Antonio.
Really?
She's a nurse out there.
Oh, and see, communication is his bag. And he was going through his change at the University of South Florida in Boise, whatever. You know, all the hippies was here, you know, when that fad was in, you know. Mm-hmm. So finally, Uncle, what do you call him, Sugar Daddy, Uncle Sam, or whatever, got him, straightened him out. Perfect, you know, beautiful individual. And I have a sister, she didn't want to go to college. So here I am, stuck. I said, Lord, Mama got all four of us, you know, none of us went to college. I said, at least I can do this for Mom and Dad, you know. Mm-hmm. And I realized this, I basically did for mom and daddy.
That's like my parents. There were four kids in our family. And my older sister is a nurse. My older brother is in dental school right now. I graduated this past year. My little sister is, I think, in her second year of college. When she gets out, you know, my parents should be sitting in heaven. You know, I mean, that's...
But you know what? When you're coming up, you can't really understand the desires and the wants of a parent until you get up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, and then you have begin, you know, when you start having offsprings yourself. And I can see very well, and I can appreciate some of the things that my parents have done. Now, they were tight and strict to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, don't you bother the green young girl. My dad's a little short cute with 5'5".
That's
so small. And raised no hair. Nobody would bother. I'm telling you, if you were in this, I mean, if he was in this house and you were outside and you didn't see him, you would have sworn by he's about 8'10", born. He's not this hell, you know. But they would never bother daddy. They say, oh, you don't bother the great girls. Uh-uh. What's up? Papa don't play that. And they were just that strict. And you know, the things that I see now that is going on, this explosion, that explosion, I can appreciate, you know, some of their tightness. Maybe not too much, you know,
yeah.
But some of it, you know.
No, I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah, you really can, because like some of the things, my mama was society conscious and this conscious and that conscious and blase this conscious. Then you have the debutantes, you know, the blacks had the links and prominent families in Tampa, you know, the females would gather together and have something,